Blog Talk Radio.
Will your heart take you? Now will your heart
Thank you. We're talking about a God.
Yeah,
yeah. That loved us unconditionally.
That's right.
Uh-huh. That's right. He loved us in spite of
us.
He just has love. How many of us have that type of love in our hearts? How many can say that the love of God is kind of all in my heart like that? Because the Bible says that once you become saved, the love of God has been kind of all in your heart. So then you can have nothing but love. I don't care how bad somebody done been to you. I don't care what they done did to you. The love of God is in your heart. We can't do nothing but, we don't have nothing but love. And if you can't love down here, forget about it up here.
It's
the only God, amen. Ain't but one way on this journey, ain't but one way. Even to get on the expressway, there's many ways that you can get off. And you can get off to the right, you can get off to the left, you can cross the medium if the man don't catch you. And turn around and go back. But now on the way to heaven ain't but one way.
Amen.
You need to do what it takes to get there. You can do likewise. But I thank God for God being God today, amen. And,
right.
And the book of Mark, for his God, amen. And he began to talk about the gospel of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. And if I had to give you a word today, I would ask you to pray the way. And if I had to give you a word, I would tell you the kingdom of God is on hand. And when I understand that we are serving a God, the kingdom of God is on hand.
Yes, sir.
God moving when you can't see him moving, God is moving.
Yes.
And when you yet laying down at night in your bed sleeping, God is moving.
Yes.
When you get the things are going bad in your life, God is moving.
Yes.
You're going to be able to get around him. You ain't going to be able to go over him. And you ain't going to be able to go under him.
Yes.
Wherever you go, God is right there. The gospel of Jesus Christ, the Son of God.
Yeah.
Now, we're talking about the gospel. It's amazing how people can get involved in all the other stuff in the world that they don't know nothing about. But, we come to the house of the Lord and sit down. I don't need to be certain. Instead, we can get a teacher. And you know where it comes from. And you know, you don't believe in all of them. That's what I think. But I'll be what you're telling God is. I'm here, but the stuff you're saying is don't seem like it. Man, don't seem like it's going to work for me. Because if you can't hold on, you ain't going to be in the race. Now, we can identify with them. Because we didn't want him to work with them. You know the notice is, you for a while, and the Bible tells them, patience, her purpose was in you.
Amen.
You got to just wait for a little while. That's why the scripture tells, we've been made a goal for a night.
Yeah.
But you are going to come in the morning. You ever heard that day? When I was young, I could hear the old people say, well, there's a dark cloud. There's a light somewhere. I don't care how much trouble you have in your life. It's going to change after a while. But in order for that to happen, you got to be part of it. And how I can be part of it is in the gospel of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. The thing coming out of you, and what I heard, I find this thing to be true, pure. And I find it to be good. But the main thing you got to do is get the word on the inside. You got to get the word in your heart because, see, you can talk, you can say anything with your mouth. But when God looks at you, God looks at your lips in your hand.
Amen.
When you're looking for his word to be in there, now, you know, we know how we do. We know ourselves better than anybody else in this world. So we work hard to get everything else every morning. And the blessing is in the word of God. So now, if you want to get anything, we got to get it out of the blessing of God. I'm like the preacher to start. Mark, the first chapter.
In the beginning of the gospel of Jesus Christ.
It's in the beginning. In the beginning. I mean, when the time first got started, it was the gospel of Jesus Christ.
As it is written in the prophets.
It is written in the prophets. Now, it's written in the prophets. It's written in the prophets. Now, the reason why the scripture is written in the prophets. Because the old, in the Old Testament, when the prophet came to town, and whatever he said, they knew that we had come to pass that way. But now, the scripture says that it is written in the prophet. You know, see, go ahead.
Behold, I send my messenger before thy.
And we get wide open. We just started and get all messed up here. And the Bible says that there is a way that seems right. But the end is death.
Amen.
It's not the physical the body dies, but the body's gonna die. But if the end is death, and everything that you try to do will come to nothing. Death done got in your finances, death done got in your job. Death done got in the clothes closet. Death done got in the food area. Death done got everywhere. Everything that you thought you had, done burned it away.
Amen.
Glory to God. Go ahead.
I send my messenger before thy face, which shall prepare thy way before thee.
Now, if they send a message before thy face, which shall prepare. Prepare. It ain't talking about I send a message because it's telling the clothes that y'all going. When you go to the Lord, and hold our faith,
prepare.
Your prayer. Your faith. So now the messenger comes to make that way for you. So now you have to get on the path. Now, in order for you to get on the path, you got to keep your head in the Lord's hand. You got to do it the way God says you got to do it. But the path they don't work for you if you don't go ahead. Go out and get some, you know what, though? My way or the highway. There's a lot of people talking like that. My way or the highway.
My Lord.
But I come to tell you today, it's the one way.
Amen.
I've been on this journey over 20 years, and I know it's the one way. It's the one way. And everybody ain't going to be the same. So get that out of my mind. I'm going to be like, don't I'm going to tell my journey. They're going to be like something. They're going to be like this guy called you to be. I would love to be, oh man, if I could just only explain it to you. It's a good question. I said, God, they're going to be with you. You know all of that. So, give me a question. They ain't going to answer. So, I'm going to have to be who God called me to be. So, take it easy. Calm down. Cut the motor off for a while. Take a break. And let the Lord come in the beginning and start making ways out of no way. Yeah. God can make ways out of no way. We have our desires to do a lot of things. We have a motivation to jump up and try to do this, to do that, to do this. But how many know it? You don't got the resources to do it with.
Right.
No more way. It's all the reason in the world. I don't know why. We have to find out now. They couldn't understand John because John was preaching and they were wondering why in the world was this man, we are there, come at all like that. Who in the world is supposed to be? Had a heart about that now because, see, back in that time, in the old testament, hardly going on. You know, that man is mad. That man is crazy. That man got no sense, man. You won't listen to him. Until God already said, his way is not our way.
Amen.
We didn't want to accept y'all. But then, he got worried because the thing kept going on over and over and over again. You know, it's amazing how, you know, the thing keep going. You know, we'll talk for about 2 days. And after a while, we said, you know what? I think I'm going to go out and see what's going on. Come on. Are you still doing the same thing? Go ahead.
Prepare in the way of the Lord and make his path straight.
You got to make his path straight. You got to make it crooked. You got to make it any kind of way, but you got to make it straight. Go ahead. Go ahead.
John did baptize in the wilderness and preached the baptism of repentance.
Now, John did. He baptized. Now, John was about to baptize people in the wilderness. He baptized people in the land, in the wilderness. In the whole generation. People were going out there teaching them. And John was baptizing them. Say, now, I can't imagine when the people about to say, I'm like, hey, I got baptized in people. If it's good, I want some.
Yeah. My Lord.
So that's what I've been asking y'all.
Baptism of repentance for the remission of sin.
Baptism for the remission of sin.
Verse 5. And there went out unto him all the land of Judea and they of Jerusalem, and were all baptized of him in the river of Jordan.
Now, you have to be the bottom. Now, you know that has to be the power of God.
Confessing their sin.
Confessing. They are saying, didn't mean that something wasn't right. I'm wrong, but you know what? This man might not be who they say he is. He might not be who he say he is. But I don't care. No charity. Come on, why are we serving God? We got to tell ourselves that. Even though it looks like the gospel ain't moving for us, looks like things just ain't coming forward, looks like things just ain't working out, but you know what? I'm going to try out anyhow.
Right.
If it don't work, I'm going to be lost in it. I got nothing to know him. But you gotta look at it. You gotta tell yourself that because if you don't, you gonna miss God. And then I'll tell them when you can get born again. Because we're serving an almighty God. And it depends on how hard your heart is. And how fast you wanna open up the door and let God come in. Go ahead.
And God was clothed with camel's hair.
My God was out there. He wasn't dressed up with a 3 feet suit on.
And with a girdle of a skin
about
his loins.
And
he did eat locusts and wild honey.
And he didn't eat steak. And lost the
juice.
Call it. All right,
we got
it. You got it. You got it. You got it. You got it. You got it. You got it. You got it. But John still was doing just as the Lord. How many of us would have been able to be out there praying, preaching, telling people about the kingdom of God?
Yeah.
Eating honey.
Yeah.
Eating honey and eating wild locusts and honey.
Mm-hmm.
I'm naked.
Yeah.
You know what I'm asking for?
Amen.
Come on, tell somebody what the law can do. And you know, you got people that come and tell you things. Are you sure? How do you know? Look at you. Okay, you put that on the cross. If you're talking about what the law can do, but God says his way is not our way. But I come to give you this one today. Make the way, the path of the way of the Lord. Y'all don't want to, I don't make deal with me.
Lord.
But when he comes,
uh-uh.
He's going to baptize you with the
Holy Ghost. My Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
And I'm going to give you all the time, and a lot of people think they don't have the Holy Ghost.
Mm-hmm.
But you got to understand one thing. When Jesus comes back, when he comes back on you, come back on the whole earth. He's going to come back and he's going to stop in the cloud.
My Lord.
So now if he stops in the cloud, you got to have the Holy Ghost to get there.
Yes, sir.
If you don't have the Holy Ghost, you ain't going to get there. You won't be able to jump. From here to there,
amen.
You got to be able to, you got to have what you need. And the Bible says, Jesus said that he have not the fear of God, and he's not his faith. In other words, Jesus saying, if you don't have the Holy Ghost, you don't have no part with the kingdom. This is what he's saying.
My God.
So get the Holy Ghost. Get the Holy Ghost. There's quite a few of them in there that don't know what he's going to do. And the reason why I'm telling you, y'all hear me say that a lot of times about the Holy Ghost. There's no way in the world I'd have been still on this walk, on this journey. There's no way I'd have been still on this walk that day about the Holy Ghost. I'd have been in Queen a long time ago. I'm going to tell you a lot of stuff I didn't like. You know, I don't want to be fighting in the church. So it would be an article meaning to be able to make it in this, on this journey. I had to get it the Holy Ghost. There are certain sustain and keep me from acting a fool and making a fool out of myself.
Yes, sir.
So that's why we have to have the Holy Ghost. So the Holy Ghost to keep you. But Jesus, he said, this God, I'm telling you about the one that's mightier than I. He's going to baptize you with the Holy Ghost, who choose I am not even worthy to stoop down and loot the latches of his Jew. Jesus came on the scene, and then when he came, and he said, there is he whom I spoke of like a madness man. That must have been an ugly, but you know what? The Bible don't say nothing about what all this said, but I said, I'm mad. But so wait a minute. We know this guy. This Joseph's son. We talk about Jesus. This Joseph's son. We seen him. No, that can't be. We can't go back. We cannot go back and tell the people that told us somebody ain't got an answer. We go back and tell them that the confidence is so bad. But God said his will is not our
will. That's right. Amen.
And the kingdom of God is go ahead.
Verse 9, and it came to pass in those days that Jesus came from Nazareth of Galilee and was baptized of John in Jordan. And straightway coming up out of the water, he guided them into the wilderness. And he was there in the wilderness 40 days, tempted of Satan, and was with the wild beasts and angels ministered to him.
Listen.
Now after that,
hold. God, when you was baptized, when you were baptized, whoever baptized you, when you came up out of the water, the hell was
open.
And God said, this is my beloved daughter. This is my beloved son. In whom I am well pleased. God said he was well pleased in me myself. God wasn't worried about how bad you is and how tough you is, who you is, what your name is. God wasn't worried about none of them. Because God was saying, for it's over with, you're going to be a different person. You're going to change automatically. You're going to make everybody different. So God wasn't worried about that, but that's why he said the heaven's open. He was God. there's a trumpet of Satan, the devil himself. Before the day, the thought of us, you can tell us that there's a homeless man for sale. And the thirsty. He did all that for you and me.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Thank you,
Lord. And all the other things that wanted to come to God. He did all of that. He didn't have to do it. But he said, not my will, but thy will be done.
Hallelujah.
He said, the angels. Now, just listen to God. Jesus Christ, the Son of God. But the angels came to him and ministered to God.
Yeah.
And you wonder, what the world was this? What was the angel telling God? What was that for? But the cricket said that he came, and it was ministered to the Son of God.
Verse 14. Now, after that John was put in prison.
Now, look, now they put God in prison.
Jesus.
They put God in prison. They put God in prison. And the reason why they locked John in prison is because God ministered. What a thing. But they locked it all up because John was telling the king that it was unlawful for him to have this blood wine. I mean, too much. Like what happening. That's what's going on. Things are going bad because you allowed it to do that. It don't have to be that way. God has saved us from when we walk around with a hung down head and beat over the head and knock down and knock down. God has saved us from that. God saved us from where we have devil up on where you're supposed to be. But sometimes things don't go right. We make mistakes, but we gotta remember one thing: you're human. But that's all right. Don't worry. Get out of it. Get up. Repent. Turn. Go ahead.
The time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent ye and believe the gospel.
He said, repent you and believe the gospel. Repent. He said, repent you and believe the gospel.
My soul.